to you from Windsor Farms, where I've just witnessed the scene of an airplane crash. To the best of our ability, we can determine at this time it was a military craft crashed into, or immediately adjacent to, two private homes. Police report that two children and one adult were taken to hospitals in Richmond, and of course, reports on their condition will have to come from the hospitals, MCV and St. Philip's. The plane, as we said, by an eyewitness who told me that it appeared to be a T-33. That is a jet-type aircraft used in training. On our way to the scene of the crash in Windsor Farms, there was another T-33 circling the area, which might further indicate that two planes were on a routine training flight. At this time, one of the homes is pretty well burnt. You might say, although it's a brick home, there appears to be fire coming from every window of the home. The house adjacent to it, both being on Cambridge Road, the house adjacent to it also suffered some fire damage to one wing. We are again faced with the problem of people coming to look and stare and tie up the traffic terribly in the Windsor Farms area. With that in mind, good citizens will not come to this scene and create any further confusion. Those who are in the home, as far as we know, have been taken away to hospitals. The pilot, as yet, it is not known whether the pilot bailed out or was in the ship at the time of the crash, in which event his body has not yet been found. However, we do not know what the news of the pilot may be at the time. WRVA cameramen and other reporters are on the scene, and you will be hearing from them in the very near future. That's all from Alden Aero and Windsor Farms.